Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, Monocle's Asia Editor-at-Large, Kenji Hall, examines the long-standing territorial dispute between Japan and Russia over the Kuril Islands.
In mid-December, Russian President Vladimir Putin will fly to Nagato, a small city in western Japan, for a summit with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Their discussions will focus on trade and energy projects. But for Abe, ending Tokyo's long-standing dispute with Moscow over the southern Kuril Islands will likely outweigh everything else. In Japan, the southern Kurils are known as the Northern Territories, or specifically Kunashiri, Etorofu, Shikotan, and the Habomai Archipelago. They sit just to the north of Hokkaido and have been governed by Moscow since troops from the former Soviet Union took the islands from Japan by force in the final days of the Second World War. It's a typical territorial spat. Japan wants the southern Kuril Islands, while Russia sees no good reason to give them back. This is one reason the two sides never got around to signing a peace treaty formally ending hostilities from the Second World War. Tokyo says there will be no treaty until a deal on the islands is reached. Abe seems more determined than ever now to break the deadlock. Since becoming prime minister in December 2012, Abe has met Putin 11 times, more than any other head of state, including Japan's closest ally, the U.S.
Shinzo Abe is in Moscow, pledging to expand business ties worth billions of dollars. But a long-running dispute over a chain of islands could derail the talks.
It's obvious why. If Abe can make peace with Russia, he will succeed at something that has eluded every post-war Japanese prime minister. Of course, that's easier said than done. Discussions have continued for decades with no sign of a breakthrough. Over the years, there have been suggestions that Russia might hand over some of the islands, an idea that only recently has been gaining currency in Tokyo. There's urgency here, partly because only 6,000 aging Japanese former residents of the southern Kuril Islands remain, and their numbers are declining every year. Meanwhile, though, the cross-border tensions aren't going away. Japan celebrates February 7th as Northern Territories Day. It's not a public holiday, but it's official enough that senior politicians attend ceremonies where they demand that Russia return the islands. Russia has staged events to drum up patriotism on the Kuril Islands for the past 2 years. Last year, Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev attended one amid protests from Japan.
Japanese Foreign Minister already said that this trip was highly regrettable and that it really hurt Japanese public sentiment.
These days, developing the islands is a big theme for Moscow. Mostly, it's been money for housing, roads, and a regional airport. But there's also talk of beefing up Russia's military presence there, building a naval base, and deploying missile defense systems and drones. So why would anyone expect Abe and Putin to suddenly find common ground in December? Japanese officials clearly hope Abe's personal relationship with Putin will lead to something. It's no coincidence that Abe chose his hometown of Nagato for the summit. You can expect over-the-top Japanese hospitality, a charm offensive, and lots of talk of mutual trust. With the Russian economy hurt by low global oil prices and economic sanctions imposed by Western nations and Japan, and Russian-Chinese trade ties hitting a rough patch, Abe will be sure to play up his ability to help. He'll offer Japanese know-how to improve infrastructure in Russia's Far East and closer cooperation on energy projects. But Putin so far has made clear that territorial issues and a post-war peace treaty should be treated separately, and that could be a deal-breaker. Yet, even if Putin won't change his mind, Abe has to keep trying. His ruling party's supporters are all for it, and he has diplomacy on other fronts to consider. To admit defeat in getting back the southern Kuril Islands would only undermine Tokyo's territorial disputes with its other neighbors.
That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. My thanks to Kenji Hall for this week's episode. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. And of course, don't forget the global election, which should be available for download from Friday. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.